When Rochelle and Megan Schneider decided to have a baby, they chose to buy sperm from a cryobank because there the donors are tested rigorously. The Schneiders told me they wanted to rule out certain genetic conditions and illnesses. But what else was important? How should they pick the genetic father of their child? Megan Schneider says scrolling through the options raised a lot of questions.
You'll get access to things like audio interviews with the donor. You know, sometimes they have silhouettes, they have pictures of when they were babies, or sometimes through childhood, sometimes all the way up through adulthood.
And genetics.
Yeah, genetics, so a full family history, SAT scores, what what they majored in school, what kind of profession they work in. I mean, all the way to crazy things like what's their sign and what's their favorite pet, which is personally not something that we would choose. You know, we didn't care about that stuff.
You know, it's more information than we would ever have expected or requested, so it's fun, but it's also really difficult. We liken it to online dating. You're sizing these people up and you get to choose, you know, it's kind of like choosing your mate, which in a way it is.
For me, the big things were also the health history and the family history. Trying to select for things like Rochelle's family has a history of cancer. I have some Alzheimer's in my family. And so we wanted to try to avoid donors that had family histories of those things.
I'm very short. Megan's very tall, so height was a factor. So it was height, height, brains, and you know, some kind of look that meshed with both of us.
You know, we both have like prominent noses, so we wanted, you know, a strong nose, those kind of things.
And then, you know, stuff like whether they have attached earlobes or not is just, you know, so random, and you can get really, really specific. They don't tell names or ages or where they live, obviously.
You're still removed from them, right? Like, these donors could be people I know, but if I knew them in real life, I could probably find reasons why I wouldn't want to choose that person. So the fact that there is some limitation in terms of what I can know, I think helps me feel more comfortable also.
It is really hard not to get caught up in like, oh, look how attractive that person is, and like, look how cute they were when they were two. And, you know, there are definitely some photos that we've seen that are really awkward, but we try to look past that because ultimately we wanted the qualities that we cared about and not the bushy eyebrows or...
Yeah. We did rule out some for bushiness.
But he's too short for your liking and extremely hairy. And we said, you know, let's not. We get to choose, so let's not. One of the things that we found ourselves really drawn to for every profile we looked at was their reason for donating. Because I think that could tell a lot about the person, and some people were very honest. We did hear one that said, I have really good genes and I should pass them on.
The reasons we liked were, people who said that they maybe knew someone who had struggled with infertility and they wanted to try to help someone produce a family. I think you can kind of tell how seriously they took the process. Mm-hmm. Because you could definitely tell someone who was taking the essay questions or the audio interview seriously versus someone who wasn't. And I think that was something that we kind of looked for because, you know, we'll probably share this information with a child one day and we want them to hear someone who put thought into it.
That's Megan and Rochelle Schneider talking about choosing a sperm donor from a cryobank.
Are they all attractive? I would think like everybody on there is, you know, cute.
Yeah. Not to us, but you're asking lesbians, so.
Express yourself. Express yourself.